This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
When there has been an issue like what we've been hearing about over the weekend in Buffalo Public Schools, how are things supposed to be handled?
Well, I mean, obviously the very first thing that has to happen is that a official referral needs to be made to a law enforcement agency. Now, you know, whether it is a school official or whether it's someone who just has some knowledge about a crime that may have occurred within the Buffalo Public School setting. And so, you know, whoever that person is would then need to, you know, call a law enforcement agency. There's no specific one you have to call. You can call the Buffalo Police Department. You can call the FBI. You can call the DA's office directly. But, you know, at some point, that referral needs to be made.
And how often does the school get involved before the matter goes to the police with that referral?
Well, again, that depends on the situation. You know, the Buffalo Public School System, you know, they have Buffalo police officers who actually work inside the schools, and they also have their own, you know, security department as well. So there's kind of two separate entities. You know, the Buffalo Police Department in, involvement in the Buffalo Public Schools has fluctuated over the course of the past 8 years. As we currently sit here now in 2025, I'm not sure what actual role or what the contract they have with the Buffalo Police Department is, but I know that there's some involvement there. And like I said, there's also a security department involvement too. And so, you know, that would normally be the mechanism that this thing first gets initiated from, is that either the internal security department or the Buffalo Police Department will take the initial role in doing that investigation initially.
When it comes to the school resource officers in these matters, how much of an enhanced role do they have?
Well, they'll have an initial role probably. They'll have an initial role as probably doing, you know, some type of initial investigation. But, you know, the school resource officers are not really there to handle full-fledged, you know, allegations of this nature. You know, they're there more to kind of monitor security within the schools themselves. And so, you know, they may get involved initially in doing some kind of just fact-finding. But at some point, you know, it's going to get turned over to a detective bureau at the Buffalo Police Department or the district attorney's office to actually do a full-fledged investigation.
And, John, how often do incidents like this get reported the same way as other crimes?
Well, again, you know, I can't remember in my tenure whether or not there was any major allegation like this of a, you know, sexual assault and cover up by the Buffalo Public School System. You know, we had other matters with regard to the Buffalo Public School System as far as, you know, violence and shootings and stabbings and that nature. But I don't remember ever, you know, kind of allegations like this. Obviously, you know, early on in my tenure 8 years ago, we had, you know, allegations like this regarding the Catholic Diocese. And again, you know, after the investigation, we determined that, you know, all the crimes were outside the statute of limitations. And so, you know, with these type of allegations, the key thing that's got to happen is that the individual or individuals who were assaulted. They need to come forward, obviously, and, you know, report to the Buffalo Police Department or to the DA's office. You know, having a third party involved who is kind of making these allegations without being the actual victim helps, and it gives you a start, but you really can't go anywhere in this type of investigation unless the actual individual who was the victim of the crime comes forward.
And I don't know how much you can delve into what you've heard as far as the allegations here, but have you ever heard of any cover-ups in your time as DA?
Not with the Buffalo Police Department. You know, obviously, like I said before, you know, there were allegations of cover-ups by the Buffalo Catholic Diocese, you know, with regard to various allegations against priests, you know, going back, you know, 20, 30, 40 years. But, you know, yeah, in my 8 years or my two terms, there was never any allegations like this regarding the Buffalo Police Department. And, you know, these allegations of cover up, again, you have to obviously have the initial victim coming forward who, you know, is willing to cooperate and talk about what happened to them, because you kind of need that as the foundation to get to the cover up. It's very difficult to prove a cover up if you don't have that initial foundation of the actual victim and finding out what actually happened initially that got covered up. So, you know, these cover-up cases are difficult without the actual victim coming forward.
I was referring to cover-up by Buffalo Public Schools, not necessarily Buffalo Police.
Yeah, but Buffalo Public Schools, yes.